The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Give it a little jingle jangle when we have to take our pants off at the gym and go in the shower or something awkward like that.
This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
I'm Brandon, founder of the TRT Community and host of All Things Testosterone. The TRT Community is a Facebook group of patients helping patients navigate the struggles associated with testosterone replacement therapy. We have educational resources at testosteronepodcast.com, including TRT-related clinical studies and a doctor search tool. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
What's going on, guys? Today, I'm talking with Dr. Corey Torgerson. Dr. Torgerson is one of Canada's most respected men's health and intimacy performance experts and one of the country's top facial plastic surgeons. That's an interesting combination. His exceptional skills and expertise have earned him national recognition from his patients and colleagues, and he's received his medical education and surgical training from the prestigious University of Toronto. He completed his entire training within the University Hospital and the university's health network. He's a certified specialist in head, neck, and facial surgery by the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons of Canada. And in addition to a successful surgical practice, Dr. Torgerson has been invited to teach and lecture on men's health and performance issues across North America. He's appeared in various media outlets, including Global News, 16x9, The Maryland Dennis Show, The Morning Show, City News, LE, Beauty Channel, Beauty News, and he lives in Toronto. You can check out more about Dr. Torgerson at drtorgerson.com. That's drtorgerson.com. And Instagram.com, his at is Corey Torgerson. Let me turn off my notifications real quick. You know, I'm not real good at technology. You know, I'm not that old, but I can't figure out this Apple Watch, and I can't figure out when it's going to make noise, when it's not, when my phone's not, if I'm wearing the watch. It's real confusing to me. I've got my computer and my phone on Do Not Disturb. The watch says Do Not Disturb, but I just heard it made noise, so I don't know how to do it. Aside from that, if you're struggling to find a doctor, definitely reach out. Check out testosteronepodcast.com. We've got a forum there where you can ask your questions. There's a little button in the top right-hand corner of the website. If you're on desktop, I can tell from Google Analytics that most of you are on your phone. If you click on the little hamburger menu, drop down, it says like find a doctor, find a TRT doctor, find a clinic, something like that. Click on that, fill out the form. I get an email. I'll read over your form. I'll contact you directly and we'll get you plugged in. Back to today's episode, we're going to talk about erectile dysfunction, how it's changed over the last 40 years, what factors contribute to the change, the rise in the decrease of rising of penises, lifestyle choices, things like that. I love it when I fail to hit record. Luckily, I'm redundant. I've got recordings going on in a mixer. I've got a recording going on in Adobe Audition, so not hitting record on one of them is not the end of the world. But man, these podcasts, I won't say that they stress me out, but there's a lot of moving pieces. And when it comes to doing video, I think the video is what throws me off the most. And I'm always feel like I'm scrambling. And if I move my camera from on top of the computer where it sits horizontally for something like this, and I put it on a tripod to film a vertical TikTok video, feel like it's moving heaven and earth to get it set back up and make everything function properly. And I'm literally moving it 4 feet. I didn't even disconnect the cords. It just makes me forget stuff or it doesn't work right. I've spent the last 30 minutes trying to make sure that it works because it just doesn't every time. Pete, I got your speak pipe and I promise you, I'm going to have one of the Matrix specialists on soon. We're going to address your question. Looking through my notes here to see if I've got any interesting tidbits that I want to divulge without having my buddies around. I think I'll just say this one's interesting. So whenever I was pushing to get people to make the comments on the DEA rule change, which by the way, nothing's changing. deadline came and went, May 11th, they published something that basically said, based on the comments that we received, we're not going to change anything now. The earliest that we would change it would be November of this year. And even if they change it in November of this year, it's going to be grandfathered in a year from November. So you're looking at 18 months before anything changes. And even worst case scenario, these telemedicine clinics are preparing. I know Matrix for sure already has a plan in place. It's not ideal, but it's a plan and it'll work. And it's slightly more inconvenient, but there's a plan in place for worst case scenario. But the point is, I reached out to a lot of influencers and wanted to talk to them about collaborating. And I'm not going to name names. I've never really done that. But there was one in particular whose response was especially douchey. And essentially, he was like, there's bigger fish to fry. I don't care about TRT patients. And the takeaway was a big FU to anyone on TRT because he's got bigger things going on. And that was really pissed because that's not the image that he portrays publicly at all. He's way too well known to be acting like that. I was shocked and I was ashamed to be a part of an industry that he is involved in. Total douche.
Brandon Church, how are you?
Doc, how are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm Corey. Too.
So is it Torgerson or is there some sort of French? Okay.
That's perfect. It. Torgerson means son of Thor.
Awesome. That's a really cool name. First thing I need to know is how, so you seem to dabble in a vast area, right? Like you've got facial reconstructive surgery and erectile dysfunction. So you're working on both ends of the body. How do you get into something like that?
You know what? So I am a facial plastic surgeon. My clinic, Sovereign MD, it's kind of a big umbrella. We do everything. So we do all things sort of private, from facial surgery to body surgery to all the lasers and the fillers. And I guess the male side, actually, we do North America's largest hair transplant clinic. We got lots of things going on. Yeah. And for me, my journey sort of to testosterone was sort of personal, actually. I just was finding that, you know, in my early 40s, was starting to get tired. My sex drive was going down. I'm hitting the gym every day and just being frustrated. And I'm like, what is going on? What's happening? And so you do a little bit of digging and do a little bit of work. And I measured my testosterone and boom, I was like on the low end of the normal range. And so, you know, I figured out what we needed to do. And I started taking testosterone replacement therapy and optimizing my levels. And it was such a game changer for me. And I'm like, you know what? Everybody needs to understand this, because in general, most of medicine doesn't understand andropause. Yeah. We are really cued into menopause. We know what to do. Family doctors know what to do. Endocrinologists know what to do. If you're having menopausal symptoms as a female and you're producing less estrogen and progesterone, you could get hormone replacement therapy for the rest of your life. You feel better. Boom, problem solved. But for men, we're not really taught about andropause. And the same thing happens as we get into our like 30s and 40s, our testicles start producing less testosterone and there are symptoms. And what do? Most men, as you know, suffer in silence. Yeah. We don't do anything. Well, there's a range. And although that you're at the low end of the range, you're still normal. And go away, because anybody looking for testosterone replacement therapy is a drug seeker, is a steroid abuser, and really what it is a level of ignorance in the medical community about the tremendous amount of research that's come out in the past 10, 15 years that say, you know, there's a ton of benefits. And so that's where it started with me, you know, finding out what that was and then realizing dudes need to know about this. This needs to be available. This needs to be talked about. And when you give men a chance, like you are right now, to be able to talk about this, boy, you don't hear an end to it, do you? You know, like, that's me, I got it. And so one thing led to another, and now I have a huge men's clinic where we do all things men, you know, all the things that guys really care about, and we're quite simple creatures, aren't we?
Yeah, much more than the female. I mean, especially when it comes to the hormones, which always surprises me. You know, they're so much more complicated to treat, require more in-depth labs and whatnot, but you're right. I mean, it's they've been doing it for, my grandmother was probably on hormone replacement therapy when I was a kid, and
yeah,
it would have been unheard of for my grandfather to even mention anything, let alone be seeking treatment and receiving it. So yeah,
it's just all of a sudden you empower a male to have a voice and talk about the private things. I mean, yeah, it's good. It's so good, and it's so empowering too.
Yeah, definitely. So the landscape of men's health in general, and especially erectile dysfunction, has changed so much over the last few decades. Do you any insight into why and how?
It's a really good question. I mean, we definitely see that in the research. We see that right now, you know, in the last 10, 15 years, we've had about a statistic saying that a good 50% of men over 40 suffer with some level of erectile dysfunction. And whether it's you know, mild, moderate, or severe. And of course, as you get older, the levels go up. But even in the last 10 years, we've been seeing, you know, up to 35% of men in their 30s and late 20s all of a sudden talking about it. So why is this phenomenon happening? And I think it's probably multifactorial. Some people say, well, it's in the water and there's too much plastic and the chemicals. And you know, I think the research is yet to be shown definitively in with that regard. But certainly there is an increased level of awareness. You know, we talk about it more. We have more conversations. Younger people have also options with regards to their erections, and there's this huge big move in younger dudes to get on Cialis or Viagra at an early age, because how hard can your boner be? If it's good, could it be harder? And it's this sort of endless drive. And so I think it probably also is about that, mixed in with a little bit of increase availability of pornography, to be perfectly honest with you. That's more readily available than it ever has been in history, on your phone at any time. And so this, you know, crack cocaine to men's head all the time, you know, with regards to sex and a never sort of ending need of sex and harder boners and all of this is probably driving it as well. So I think it's a little bit psychological, and I think it's a little bit, you know, social and maybe environmental.
Yeah. And I agree with you totally. Do you think that lifestyle choices, diet, exercise, that kind of thing, play a bigger role than the societal pressures like the pornography? Or do you think it's kind of even?
For sure, because we see more of it happening with older age. And we know that 85% of ED is vascular. And what does that mean? Well, as we get older, our blood vessels do two things. They kind of become less dense and they retract peripherally, and that includes our penis, so less blood vessels in our penis, and they become clogged up. We get atherosclerosis, or plugging up of the pipes, and that happens in our heart, but that also happens in the vessels of our penis, and we got a lot of blood going there. And so, you know, as we get older, this is happening more and more and more. So I think it's something that's also sped up. If you have high blood pressure, and if you have diabetes, and are insulin, you know, resistant, and are a smoker, so all these lifestyle choices about exercise and diet, and you know, making good choices if you're smoking or not, and how much alcohol you drink is definitely, you know, part of the process. So,
do you have just a guess, like if we took a typical 50-year-old Canadian male, and just how much better, like what's the average erection quality and maybe libido, and then how much better could you make it?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. I think in general, if we're just talking about averages, I'd say, you know, for men in their 50s, a good 60% of them have some sort of problems with their, so over half for sure, you know, over one in two. And I would say it's probably in the 50s at a mild to moderate level. That would make the most sense. So if we think about an erection, is it tofu? Is it an unpeeled banana? Is it a peeled banana, or is it a cucumber? You know, where, how hard is it? Because you can potentially get the job done with all of them. Okay. There's going to be differences, obviously. And so are we going to be like our grandpa who is having the tofu? 50-year-olds are probably in that banana stage, whether it's a peeled or an unpeeled banana. And partly it's because of two things I'm going to say. Number one, I'm going to go for their testosterone, because if you have normal to optimized levels of testosterone at the high end of the normal range, you're going to have a better sex drive. And when you have a better sex drive, you're going to have a better boner. I mean, this is true. We know this for a fact. So optimizing their testosterone is going to be a big part of that. But I also know that depending on their lifestyle and just being that age anyways, you know, we can also increase their ability to have better erections. Now, drugs are a great option because they're easy. They're relatively inexpensive, but they're certainly not fixers, are they? Cialis, Viagra, some of the new generation drugs dilate the vessels in your penis and cause more blood to get into the penis. And of course, more blood in the penis, harder erection. They really don't do anything to fix anything, atherosclerosis or decreased blood vessel density. And they certainly don't do anything to increase the smooth muscles in the penis. And of course, we know that it's the smooth muscles that when they relax the erectile tissue, it allows the blood to flow in, making a harder erection, and then they contract so that it stays in there. So it's not just being able to get a boner, it's being able to hold a boner, right, for something that's meaningful. And so that smooth muscle piece is certainly left out with drugs. And so that's one of the ways that we do a new technology called Viasure. This technology has been out for several decades, but really honed in the last recent amount of time to be able to be for men's health. And it uses acoustic shock wave. And I can, to answer your question, get both increase in the blood vessel and the vasculature in the penis, erectile tissue, and an increase in smooth muscle with this acoustic shockwave technology, especially in men that have vascular ED, which is most of them. So we can improve it both in terms of a fix, okay, with the acoustic shockwave technology. The one I use is called Viasure, and with optimizing testosterone, right? And they're both natural when you think about it.
Yeah. Is that an in-office procedure? Is that an apparatus thing?
Yeah, so it's about a 15-minute procedure. The shockwave head sort of almost feels like a pounding on your penis and around your erectile tissue, where all the bits and bobs kind of end up going for support. It's not painful. We require 6 sessions, and they're a week apart. And usually by about the 3rd session, guys are really, really noticing an improvement. It's just because we're getting that blood supply increased. We also like to supercharge it by adding some growth factors in the form of PRP at the beginning, at the end of the session. And that PRP really, when mixed with the shockwave treatment, increases both of those things as well. So we get a increased enhancement, and it's something that you would do yearly, but add a half a session after every year, only 3 sessions instead of 6.
Gotcha. Is that a procedure that you perform, or do you have medical assistants that do it?
I have my nurses do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and in our men's clinic, it's all male nurses. So for your comfort
level. Yeah. I was going to ask, because I've used one of the at-home apparatus. I'm sure it's fairly similar. First thing I'll say is it doesn't feel as overwhelming as it sounds. It sounds right. Like a jackhammer. If you turn that thing on, and I don't know if yours is similar, but you turn it on and it's something that you need the house clear, or everyone knows what you're doing. It's not bad when you're actually using it, but it would be a little more awkward to have a female do. My wife did it for me, and it was fine because it was my wife, but I can't imagine, you know, having somebody stretching your penis while they're jackhammering.
Right. And then it goes on the sides, and it goes sort of underneath your balls and in that area too.
Yeah.
So the technology has become really, really refined, where it has sort of moved from a radio ballistic kind of a shock wave, which is, if you think about like painting a house, like a little paintbrush, to now with the Viasure, it's a much larger template, and it's almost like a huge big roller brush. So you can become a lot more comprehensive. And it sort of gets that sweet spot of doing enough without doing too much, because we don't want to damage the tissue as well.
Right.
But it's cool to see how this technology has really, really grown over the years.
You mentioned PRP. Break that down for us.
So platelet-rich plasma is growth factors from your blood. The process is that you'd come in and we'll take some blood and we'll put that blood in a centrifuge and we'll spin the blood out into its components. And the clear yellowy component is the plasma. And the plasma contains lots of things. The biggest thing is platelets. And in the platelets contain a whole bunch of growth factors. Why, if you re-inject that either into the erectile tissue or there's about 1,000 other different uses, would that work? The growth factors are already in our blood. Why would they work if we separate them and put them in? Big question. And the answer is it doesn't work terribly well if there's no reason for them to be activated. So what activates the growth factors? Well, the answer is tissue trauma, tissue damage, because they're healing factors. And when that damage is there, it really, really activates them and supercharges them to be released and do something faster healing, whether that's growing collagen or blood vessels or smooth muscle. And so one of the reasons why I like to pair the two together is because the acoustic shockwave treatment, the Viasure treatment, actually causes the release of tissue damage factors. The cells are being compressed with the pressure and then expand with negative pressure. That's called mechanotransduction. And that right there releases all its cell damage, really. It releases growth factors, healing factors, and then you got PRP, these other growth factors, which are now also stimulated to release them from the platelets. And then you get a much better milieu of healing, better, faster result. So kind of using our own body to heal itself, which is pretty awesome when you think about it.
Side note, do you inject enough of the platelets to gain some girth or some size?
So that's a good question. And the answer is yes and no, mostly no. Viasure and PRP combo together will increase the amount of blood vessels going into the penis and the erectile tissue. And a lot of guys notice that sort of when they're at resting state, when they're flaccid, that they feel a little bit bigger. It's almost like having a fluffer or someone kind of flicking it or fingering it out because there's more blood in there, right? Yeah. It always looks better if there's a little bit more blood in there from a visual point of view. But that's really not what it's doing, right? I mean, that's, you know, which comes to my third point, which is what we do for men is we do an actual enhancement. And, you know, an enhancement for a dude is the identical thing as a woman getting a breast implant. Like a little bit of volume here for a woman makes a woman feel more confident and secure, whether they're wearing clothes or they're not.
Yeah,
the answer is yes. And it's the same for a guy. So having a little thicker and longer is absolutely that something that doesn't matter if you're 3 inches, 6 inches, or 9 inches, that any guy would want to be able to see, you know, on a resting state or in an action state, it's going to be bigger, bigger overall. So we've done something that actually accomplishes that goal called Big Shot. And Big Shot is a combination of hyaluronic acid filler with PRP, mixing them together, instant, natural, reversible, lasts about 3 to 4 years. So we get that longevity there. And it fills in that potential space underneath the skin and on top of the erectile tissue, fills it up so that it doesn't have an opportunity to shrink.
Yeah.
So when you're soft, you're both thicker girth, which is more important for partner sex, certainly, and longer. And when you're hard, you're just bigger, bigger overall, because now all of a sudden we have the blood going into the penis as well.
What kind of objective results can you expect from something like that size-wise before and after?
Well, it's just all about your potential space. This is about a 20-minute procedure. It's not surgical. We use a cannula to fill in that space. And I would say that it's highly impressive. You go on my website, you're going to see, you're like, what?
Yeah.
So
you got pictures of penises on your website?
Yeah, it's true. I have 3 children. And so, you know, I'm all over the web. So we're like in our clinic and stuff like this. We have to be very careful because my kids are, you know, so we try to like protect. So on our website, you can sign in. You got to be interested. If you leave your email, we'll send you a link. And then you got the whole tickle chunk, the whole, you know, thing to be able to see my work. And the more penises you see, which I do, you're going to see that they're all different. And, you know, you find the one that looks a little bit like yours, and you see sort of what we can do. So we try to hide it and mask it a little bit, but it's definitely out there, and guys kind of want to see it, and they want to see something a little bit better than the pumps. Yeah. And or going down to friggin' Colombia or Mexico and getting like silicone in there, very highly dangerous.
Yeah.
and risky if something went wrong, like an infection or if it was asymmetrical. But we get some pretty impressive results. We get inches, Brandon. I can get, you know, up to 2 inches, I've seen. Wow. Both in girth and in length. Again, it just depends on your potential space, and I'll just fill that up. So my growers, not showers, are the best, which is most of us.
Yeah.
You know, where we're confident, we're pretty cool when it's hard, but when we're soft, we're like, come on, buddy, where did you go? Or if it's cold, or if we're a little bit anxious, we're like, that's not me. And yeah. that's why we all give it a little jingle jangle when we have to take our pants off at the gym and go in the shower or something awkward like that, because we're like, this is not representing.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm one of the few. So my entire life, I was a grower and been on TRT for, I don't know, over 10 years at this point. Nothing has changed in my protocol. Nothing's changed. Diet, exercise, lifestyle, nothing has changed. I did get remarried to a woman that makes me feel very confident. So I'm blaming her. I have become, you know, it's not super impressive, but I feel like more of a shower than I ever have before. And the confidence that you gain whenever you walk around and have a little bit of hang, it's
huge.
Absurd. Yeah. So you might be the perfect person to ask, but is there something that might have caused that outside of having her on my side?
Well, I mean, I think that's a great question, and I would be able to sort of explain it in terms of your testosterone. You know, if your testosterone levels have been boosted, whether you're taking TRT yourself, which I think you are.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years. You know, it causes, what does it do? Well, there's so many benefits. One of them is it keeps that vascularization up in our muscles. That's why we grow muscles better, right? They're not retracting and they're not shrinking. And so be about vascularization. And if you're keeping things well vascularized, they're not shrinking back. We know that there are a lot of cardiovascular benefits. We know that it makes you live longer, you know? So many more and more studies are coming out. So, my guess was that that testosterone has been your saving grace, because we do see atrophy as we get old because the vessels retract.
Yeah. How is the big shot received? Is it, I mean, your patients love it, I'm assuming.
You know what? I always say, and I did a few already consultations today, having consultation day, and you know what? Everyone's apprehensive and nervous. They know there's going to be an examination. And I generally say, this consultation goes from weird to weirder to I'm your best friend. All right. And because, you know, it was all men in the room. We all got one. We all understand what we're talking about. We all have the same, you know, insecurities and feels and apprehensions about that. But in general, you know, once we can see where we can go and we can show them examples of penises that look like theirs and the kind of consistent results that we can get, they said a little bit higher and they're a little bit more, all right, there's a solution. It's so awesome to be able to offer somebody a solution that actually works, that's safe, that's natural.
Yeah.
And I love that about this.
Yeah. What about erectile dysfunction, misconceptions, anything you want to address?
Yeah. You know, again, I'm going to bring it back to porn, because I see a lot of 20-year-olds here and they should be having the hardest boners ever. They're all on Cialis and they say they can't get an erection. And, you know, we'll check their testosterone. They come back perfect. And we'll offer a few different solutions like Viasure. But one of the things that I always hit is how much porn are you doing? And invariably in the younger patients, that's like, well, I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm addicted. Every time I'm using my penis, whether I'm by myself or, you know, mostly there, I'm using it. And I just say that it's good for nobody, because it's like crack. It's like so intense, and that rejiggers your brain. And all of a sudden, the only way that you can make it happen, whether you're by yourself, is watching it. And then when it happens in real life and it's not as perfect and amazing, and as you're watching, it's not the same. You can't get aroused in the same way. It's like, it's not good for your partner and it's not good for you. Yeah. And I think it's probably something that we should be talking about so much more, because it's really so negative in our society. It's really good for nobody. We have porn addiction help on our website. And it's something that people can go in and talk about and get some help with. But I think it's probably one of the biggest drivers of erectile dysfunction in our younger guys. It's just, you know, if you don't have that intensity of that experience, it's like the regular just doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
You can get lost. You can lose yourself and put down your inhibitions with your phone in your hand in a way that doing so disallows you to do that with another human, you know?
1,000,000%.
If you put the shit away just for a little while, I think what people would find is that they can have that same experience. Then you can get lost in the intimacy and get out of your head, you know, because that's what we can't do. You get out of your head with your phone in your hand, but you can't get out of your head with a woman, man or a woman. Yeah. Just put it away and things will get better. And I wonder if that plays part of my, my size that, you know, I never thought I would say this, but I don't masturbate, and I'm not 40 yet. I let my wife take care of me, and she does it frequently. So I wonder if that also too is, you know, in my younger years, I feel like it was never ready to work. It never wanted to go to work because I was always putting it to work, you know, and chronic masturbation and pornography and whatnot. So maybe that's part of it too.
And you know, it's also, for me, sexual, that sexual part of us, we think it's just so personal, but really it's a give and a take. Mm-hmm. And it's relational, and it has that. That's such an important piece. You know, if we're just driven to orgasm, and that's all we're going for, it's very about like me. What can I do for me? How can you help me get there? But really, it's also relational, and it's just like Christmas. It's so much more awesome to give someone an amazing gift and watch them enjoy their joy than getting a gift. Oh, it's great to get a gift, but there's so much joy in the give and the take. And we just so driven, you know, in our society, especially with porn, to be able to, it's just me, it's personal, it's me getting there. It's that was good. That was more intense, more than playing it out in a journey and in relational. It's so much more rewarding in that way. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I guess last question, how can we learn more about The Big Shot?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. We have its own website. It's called thebigshot.com, thebigshot.com. And you can also find information about it on my male wellness website page called sovereignmale.com, sovereignmale.com. And then you can also find it on sovereignskin.com. You'll find links to everything, all things Sovereign.
Gotcha. I know I said last question, but I'm curious. Yeah. I'm not super familiar with the Canadian healthcare system, but I do know that I've got tons of listeners that ask, and tons of the my Facebook groups, the TRT community that ask, for what they're seeking is someone that does TRT in Canada, and it's apparently hard to come by. What is
very much so, yeah.
What does that look like? I mean, do y'all have similar regulations, or, you know, are they able to do it at home treatment? Is it telemedicine? How does that work?
Yeah, so we can do a Zoom call or a FaceTime call to be able to do it in that way. If you live across the country, we see men from all across the country. And generally, the story is the same. Their family doctors or even endocrinologists aren't empowered. They don't have the information. They have done the research to be able to know how to handle it. And so they just say no. And that's what's driving online. And that's what's driving people like me to say, hey, wait a second. There's a ton of evidence to say that we can optimize this in a safe way. And we want to maximize the benefits, and we want to minimize all the risks. Yeah. And so there are a number of TRT clinics. Now they're all private, so you have to pay for them. They're not covered under insurance. And And you can find us online. But in general, whether you come in for a consultation or you do it online, it involves a thorough past medical history. It involves blood work. It involves repeat blood work to make sure it's done safely. And we're keeping it at perfect levels. And we'll do that throughout the whole course of the year. So we want safe and we want optimized.
Yeah.
Right. And optimized. At the high end of normal is, guess what? Normal.
Yeah.
And it's just living your best life normal.
I'm sure it's similar to American healthcare, but we don't want insurance involved anyway, because they dictate so much of what a doctor can do. And yeah, I typically refer guys to clinics.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a tremendous increase in just the amount of overall awareness through shows like yourself and Joe Rogan and guys that are just talking about it, say, hey, this was a game changer for me. Let's talk about this. And I really, really think it's the season of the man. You know, men are coming in to say, hey, I'm important. I want my own skincare and hair care. And I want to live my best life too. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. We'll get this thing published and I'll send over a copy.
Awesome. It was really, really nice to meet you, Brandon.
Yeah, you too. You have a good one.
Have a good one. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
It's pretty cool, dude. You know, the more and more I think about it, well, first of all, I say this all the time that I'm going to give this a shot or give that a shot. I am interested in something like The Big Shot, and mostly because I just want to know what it feels like to take an injection to the peen.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT Community.